Benjamin Netanyahu just declared war on Americans. He said it himself. Social media, your voice, your thoughts, your memes, is now Israel's battleground. That means you are the enemy combatant in their eyes.
But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
This is not another things are getting bad warning. You are under attack right now. While missiles still fly overseas, the real war has gone fully digital. A cage is being welded shut around every one of us in real time. Algorithms choke dissent. Devices are hacked. Accounts vanish overnight. Personal lives are destroyed. Critics wake up to frozen finances, IRS audits, and the authorities knocking on their door. And a former Mossad chief has just admitted they're manipulating devices in the US as we speak.
Do you know how many equipment, I mean, treated equipment do we have in these countries? You can't, you don't. I do.
You mean you mean booby-trapped equipment?
Not only booby-trapped.
And spying.
Manipulated equipment. All right.
In which countries are you talking about?
All the countries that you can imagine.
And if you still think getting arrested for a meme is just a British problem, wake up. Florida State Rep. Randy Fine is already drafting the blueprint right here in America. Legislation that will let Israel demand the arrest and imprisonment of US citizens for social media posts they don't like. He's not hiding it. He's bragging about it. Declaring it's definitely happening.
There's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you project, if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you of moving this bill?
I guarantee the bill will pass. And I never do that.
This isn't coming. It's already in motion. And once that precedent is set, your old VPN won't save you because it's already ratting you out. The entire legacy VPN industry is broken, corrupted, captured, and runs on one thing, blind trust. Proton, funded and controlled by the World Economic Forum and EU technocrats who are openly designing your digital cage. Nord, Surfshark, Express, PIA, all exposed. They log, they monitor patterns. They de-anonymize users by the millions. They all admit it in the fine prints. We may retain certain data, we will comply with lawful orders. Translation, the second the feds or any foreign partner knock, they hand over your entire life. And they do, repeatedly. How can they identify you if they truly keep no logs? They can't, they lied. For journalists, whistleblowers, and ordinary Americans who refuse to bend the knee, that lie can be a death sentence. The top six best VPNs you see on Google are not independent at all. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access are all owned by one Israeli-linked company, Cape Technologies. Same Cape that started life as CrossRider, a notorious malware distributor. Same Cape whose leadership is stacked with Unit 8200 alumni. Same Cape that kept a CTO on staff after the US Justice Department fined him millions for hacking Americans on behalf of foreign regimes. Edward Snowden's exact words, if you're an ExpressVPN customer, you shouldn't be. It gets worse. Cape also owns the biggest VPN review sites. The ones that always rank their own products number one. The watchdog and the wolf are the same animal. You're being herded straight into their pen. These are the people saying, trust us not to log. Trust us not to rat you out. In 2025, trust is suicide. Only mathematics is bulletproof. That's why in the middle of this year, a weapon has been created they can't defeat. VP.net is the world's first mathematically provable, trustless privacy shield. Built from the ground up in 2025 on cryptographic principles that make betrayal impossible for anyone, including the owners. This isn't just a privacy issue, it's a national security issue. And because we care about our viewers, because we know how important this movement is, we're urging you to visit vp.net/TPV and check out the next generation of technology for yourself. It's built inside a secure enclave, uses military-grade encryption, and stores zero data. Yes, really, zero zilch nada. That means if Big Brother comes knocking, there's nothing to give. No logs, no metadata, no trail. If Mossad's Unit 8200 hack them, it's mathematically, cryptographically impossible for them to spy on you. And here's the best part. It's 100% American-owned. No Mossad backdoors, no feds rifling through your DMs. No Israelis stealing your most private information. No compromat. We use it every single day at TPV when we're digging into the dangerous stories the elites are desperate to bury. And frankly, if you're not locking down your digital life right now, you're walking yourself straight into a digital prison of your own making. Sign up today at vp.net/TPV. From as low as $5.55 a month, and you can finally stop asking, who's monitoring me? Because the answer is they were, but with vp.net, not anymore. Recent events make it clear. Israel has taken off the gloves. And this time, the war is aimed squarely at American citizens. Charlie Kirk wasn't the first.
Is a democracy and is our ally.
Yes, they are.
Explain to me what you see as, you know, why you target or why you have a grudge against the Israelis.
The grudge is not necessarily a grudge. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. This may be you don't want to hear. I don't know. And I certainly don't want to hurt you on your show. You have one of the best. You're fair. But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House. The House and the Senate, they have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. We have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast, and we've alienated Arabs who have no way of fighting. So what they've done, and I predicted this on the House floor, is they would export violence to America, and they have. They have no other way to fight.
It's time to say no. Reject the globalist agenda. Reject Israel first. Expel the spies hiding in your phone, in your apps, in your devices. Go to vp.net/TPV and take back control before it's too late.